I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports, and looking at high school basketball scores for you from last night, and starting off on the girls' side, game we had for you here on KJAN out of the Western Iowa Conference, as Audubon defeated Riverside 67-50. Susie Byland and Haley Antofer had 18 points each to lead the Wheelers in that victory last night. Other Western Iowa Conference scores: Griswold over AHST 32-20, IKM Manning beat Underwood 77-54, and Trainer over Logan Magnolia 61-22. Taylor Carley with 10 points for Trainer. Missouri Valley also beat Tri-Center 49-38. Other scores from girls' hoops in Hawkeye 10 action: it was Lewis Central defeating Atlantic 50-41 last night. Also, Creston over Denison Schleswig 58-53. Glenwood beat St. Albert 44-40. Harlan over Clarinda 71-37. And Kemper Catholic over Red Oak 57-46. In Rolling Valley Conference action, Adair Casey beat Coon Rapids Bayard 42-30. Cam over Bowyer Valley 46-44. Exira EHK a 52-36 winner over Peyton Sherdan. Other girls' scores last night: Abraham Lincoln over Bishop Heelan Catholic 77-70 in overtime. Earlham beat Madrid 72-37. East Mills beat Essex 46-36. Fremont Mills topped Nishnabotna 61-24. Macy Williams becomes the second player in Fremont Mills history to score 1,000 points in a career. The other one was her sister, Chelsea. She finished with 17 points, 9 assists, and 9 steals. Also, Guthrie Center beat Ogden 52-36. Heartland Christian over South Page 73-24. I-35 beating Ottawa Valley 50-46 in overtime. Lawton Bronson over Odelbert Arthur, Battle Creek Ida Grove 85-61. Maple Valley Anthon Odo a 43-34 winner over Ridgeview. Martinsdale St. Mary's over Bedford 52-47. Panorama beat West Central Valley of Stewart 80-43. Sergeant Bluff Luton over Council Bluffs TJ 59-14. Southeast Warren beat East Union 49-32. Stanton over Sydney 62-20. Carmen Subert with 27 points to lead Stanton. West Monona over Whiting 76-59, and Winterset beat Carroll 65-20. In boys basketball scores for you from last night, the game we had for you here on KJN out of the Western Iowa Conference, as well as the Riverside Bulldogs defeated Audubon by a score of 54-44. Other Western Iowa games: Griswold over AHST 48-46. IKM Manning beat Underwood 57-45, and Missouri Valley was a 60-55 winner over Tri-Center. In Hawkeye 10 boys basketball, Lewis Central over Atlantic 56-37. Lincoln Rodenberg led Lewis Central with 15 points and 11 rebounds. Denison Schleswig beat Creston 62-59. Harlan over Clarinda 53-18. Nate Cave led the way with 18 points for Harlan. Kemper Catholic over Red Oak 73-38. And St. Albert 66-53 over Glenwood. In a Rolling Valley action, Arweva topped Woodbine 61-36. Bowyer Valley over Cam 43-29. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Adair Casey 58-40. Also, other scores from last night's boys play: Bishop Heelan over Abraham Lincoln 74-64. Carroll beat Winterset 85-39. Heartland Christian over South Page 68-31. Madrid beat Earlham 65-41. Martinsdale St. Mary's 60-59 over Bedford. Nottoway Valley was a 79-43 winner over I-35. TJ Bauer with 17 points, 10 assists, and 7 rebounds. North Butler was a 62-56 winner over Nashua Plainfield. Odelbert Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove over Lawton Bronson 62-57. Ogden beat Guthrie Center 61-33. Sergeant Bluff Luton over Council Bluffs TJ 64-43. Sydney beat Stanton 60-41. Eric Rodriguez with 18 points to lead the Cowboys. Southeast Warren was a 44-39 winner over East Union. Wayne beat Lennox 51-42, and West Monona over Whiting by a score of 65-43. That's those boys and girls high school basketball scores for you from last night's play here around the area. And also, we'll have high school basketball coming up for you here later on this afternoon. It's an early evening matinee for you, as the Atlantic Trojans will play host to Abraham Lincoln in a boys contest. We'll have that for you here later on today here on the radio and on the web as well. You can check it out at 4:30 here with the tip-off. We'll be on the air just before that to get you going with the pregame, and we'll have it for you once again here on the radio and on the website at KJN.com with both audio and video. You can check out the video on our TV page there at KJN.com. Turning our attention now to other sports here this morning, the St. Louis Cardinals agreed to one-year contracts on Friday with outfielders John Jay and Peter Boris, leaving infielder Daniel Descalzo as the team's final player in salary arbitration. Jay receives a raise from $524,000 to $3.25 million, and Boris from $512,500 to $1.2 million. The 28-year-old Jay set career highs last season with 151 hits, 67 RBIs, and 27 doubles. He also set a franchise record with 245 consecutive games in the outfield without an error. Boris, who's 26, appeared in 55 games for the Angels in an injury-shortened season. He was acquired in a trade where the Cardinals sent David Freese and Fernando Salas out to the Angels in trade for Boris along with Randall Grichuk, another outfielder. Also in other sports, Australian Open, top-seeded Rafael Nadal and two-time defending champion Victoria Azarenka looked as if they were in a hurry to get out for late dinners on Saturday while posting straight-set victories in featured night matches at the Australian Open. Nadal continued his dominance of Gael Monfils, beating him for the 10th time in 12 matches in a 6-1, 6-2, 6-3 victory in just over 2 hours to advance to a fourth-round match against Kei Nishikori. Azarenka was equally as dominating in beating Yvonne Mosberger 6-1, 6-0 in exactly an hour. Azarenka will play American Sloane Stephens in the next round in the reprise of an acrimonious match last year in the semifinals when Azarenka took a questionable medical timeout that turned the match in her favor. AL Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer has agreed to a one-year contract with the Detroit Tigers for $15,525,000. Scherzer went 21-3 with a 2.90 ERA and 240 strikeouts last season when he earned $6,725,000. And the Baltimore Orioles have agreed to terms on a one-year contract with home run king Chris Davis for $10.35 million. In the NFL, Seattle receiver Percy Harvin has been ruled out for Sunday's NFC Championship game against San Francisco as he continues to recover from a concussion suffered last week. Harvin did not work out with the team all week and has not passed the NFL's mandatory concussion protocol. Harvin was injured late in the first half of Saturday's NFC Divisional playoff win over New Orleans. In college football, Vanderbilt has hired Stanford defensive coordinator Derek Mason as its new football coach less than a week after James Franklin left to become Penn State's head coach. Mason came to the Cardinals as co-defensive coordinator and associate head coach in January 2011 and has had complete control over the defense in the last 2 years. Before that, he was the school's defensive backs coach under former coach Jim Harbaugh after 3 years in the same capacity with the Minnesota Vikings. Patrick Reed has fired back-to-back 9-under-par 63s to take the lead at the midway point of the Humana Challenge. Reed is 18-under and holds a two-shot lead over Brendan Todd, who posted a 63 yesterday. Ryan Palmer is 3 strokes back and 1 ahead of Charlie Hoffman. Taking a look at our scorecard from last night's action in the NBA, it was Charlotte over Orlando 111-101. Washington beat Chicago 96-93. Clippers topped New York 109-95. It was Miami over Philadelphia 101-86. Toronto beat Minnesota 94-89. The LA Lakers over Boston 107-104. It was the Jazz topping the Pistons 110-89. Memphis over Sacramento 91-90. The Trailblazers over the Spurs, 109-100. Cavaliers beat the Denver Nuggets by a score of 117-109. Dallas topped Phoenix, 110-107. And a high-scoring affair as the Oklahoma City Thunder hold off the Golden State Warriors, 127-121. In the National Hockey League last night, 2 games. Columbus topped Washington, 5-1, and Chicago over Anaheim, 4-2. Top 25 women's college basketball last night. 4th-ranked Stanford beat Arizona 96-52. 19th-ranked Arizona State beat 15th-ranked Cal 68-59. Washington State upset 21st-ranked Colorado 70-60. And 22nd-ranked Purdue was an 86-53 winner over Indiana. And lots of top 25 men's college basketball action on the slate here today. That includes the Iowa State Cyclones, the 8th-ranked team in the country, will be on the road to take on the Texas Longhorns. That one's set to tip off at 3 o'clock here this afternoon. Also, another action in the top 25 play, 22nd-ranked Pittsburgh is at 2nd-ranked Syracuse for a 3 p.m. tip-off. Michigan is at third-ranked Wisconsin for a 5 o'clock tip-off. Also, 7 o'clock tonight, it's 4th-ranked Michigan State at Illinois. 3 o'clock, Indiana State is at 5th-ranked Wichita State. At 3 o'clock this evening as well, it's DePaul at 6th-ranked Villanova, 7th-ranked Florida at Auburn, and 9th-ranked Oklahoma State at 15th-ranked Kansas. Also, a game later on this evening at 5:05, it's UNLV at 10th-ranked San Diego State. At 1 o'clock this afternoon is 25th-ranked Oklahoma at 12th-ranked Baylor. Also, Tennessee is at 13th-ranked Kentucky. 16th-ranked Massachusetts is at Elon. It's Lemoyne-Owen at 17th-ranked Memphis here this afternoon. 18th-ranked Louisville is at Connecticut. 19th-ranked Cincinnati on the road at South Florida. 20th-ranked Creighton will play at Providence. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off. USC is at 21st-ranked Colorado. North Carolina State is at 23rd-ranked Duke. Fordham is at 24th-ranked St. Louis. And 25th-ranked UCLA will be at Utah. That's the top 25 men's college basketball schedule today. The Iowa Hawkeyes will be back in action coming up on a Sunday as the Hawkeyes will take their 14th ranking into that game against the Minnesota Golden Gophers, who are coming off two upsets wins themselves. That will get going with a noon tip-off here on KJN. That's a look at the latest sports for you here on KJN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.